A lawyer in Portland, Oregon, is demanding to know how he was mistakenly linked to the Madrid terrorist bombing in March. Federal prosecutors have cleared the man, Brandon Mayfield, after admitting that the FBI goofed when it matched his fingerprint to one found at the crime scene in Spain. Skeptics of fingerprint evidence say this case shows again that one of the cornerstones of forensic science isn't scientific at all. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Shortly after the bombing, Spanish police asked the FBI to search the 45 million criminal fingerprints in their automated database for possible matches. The computer spat out 20 possible hits. That's when human beings stepped in, and it may be where all the trouble started. Top FBI fingerprint experts all agreed the print belonged to an Oregon attorney named Brandon Mayfield. The correspondence, they said, was overwhelming. Massachusetts fingerprint expert Richard Christopher says it's very rare for that kind of decision to be wrong.
There were three that came to the conclusion it was the print, and if there were 15 matching points and all three of them came to that same conclusion, it's a wondrous occurrence. I can't explain it.
Spanish police said they weren't so sure, but the FBI convinced their European colleagues that they had a match. When investigators looked deeper, everything seemed to fit into place. Mayfield was a convert to Islam. His law office advertised on a website registered to someone linked to Osama bin Laden's secretary. Mayfield once fought a custody dispute for Jeffrey Battle. Battle was later convicted of trying to aid the Taliban. The government presented all of this in court, and now Mayfield's attorney, public defender Stephen Wax, wants to know whether this information might have influenced that initial fingerprint match.
If the government was looking into and knew something about the person before the examiners did their comparison, it raises another level of concerns.
Outside information is not supposed to affect the search for a print match, but the Mayfield case underscores problems raised in other cases, such as the release of Stefan Cowens, a Boston man who served 6 years in prison because of a faulty fingerprint match. Simon Cole, who teaches at UC Irvine, says in contrast to other evidence, fingerprints are overvalued by the justice system.
The principal difference is that fingerprinting is offered with 100% certainty, and is always offered with 100% certainty.
Other evidence, Cole says, can be questioned, even impeached. That's not true of fingerprints, even though the chance of a false match has never been quantified. Cole says that chance has to increase as police search ever larger databases of prints. But Alan McRoberts, a print expert who chairs an FBI fingerprint working group, says there's no such thing as a false match in his business. There's only human error.
The chance for erroneous identification increases when an examiner fails to follow the proper examination methodology. Large databases may provide prints that have more similarities, but the final examination is done with a single print to another single print.
McRoberts says he and others are working for better training of print examiners to eliminate the small chance of errors, but fingerprint skeptics say that instead, the way prints are viewed must change. The print used to snare Mayfield was based on a digital image the FBI now says was of substandard quality. Simon Cole says when fingerprint evidence is shaky, judges should throw it out.
It may be necessary to throw out fingerprint evidence to give the fingerprint community incentive to do the research to tell us how accurate this technique really is.
The FBI says it's going to ask an international panel of experts to review its handling of the case. Brandon Mayfield's attorney is planning his own examination of just how his client got fingered. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.